Dear Decounts of Lutheran Social Services of Southern California, I'm reaching out per directives of Zohar Razia, Corporate Operations Administration Assistant, as mentioned in this thread. This email has a spoken voice audio narrative media file for easy listening, but is written here into thoughtful motion of response. https://realityaudit.grewup.net/meta-ai_response/what-is-gang-stalking/dear-d-counts.ogg. This has a question from Meta AI: what is gang stalking embedded in this thread? It is a crime not able to be reported to my local police. See Reddit post below. I am homeless with HIV, staying at a rooming board with 11 other residents under the roof of a single family home. I'm not here to get anyone into trouble. There is an infestation of bed bugs that as of right now seems to be under control in my bedroom. There are 4 bedrooms, each with 3 occupancy. I'm just about to go crazy once more and direct dive into street homelessness because agencies are not responsive to their communications. The URL of the 2007 mental health advocacy letter is important to read. Attached. Dash. FAP San Bernardino 362 Orange Show Lane, San Bernardino, California, 92408T 909-884-2782F-909-884-2703-2 website. http://fipinfo.org January 23, 2007. To whom it may concern, Mr. James Driscoll has been a client of mine for individual psychotherapy since October 30, 2006. He has been attending Footal AIDS Projects, FAP, Living Well with HIV/AIDS, Men's Support Group on a weekly basis since September 2006. He was self-referred for individual psychotherapy. Mr. Driscoll sought treatment for a high level of stress and anxiety, primarily regarding his housing situation. He became homeless in Oakland earlier in 2006 and is currently residing with his family and extended family in San Bernardino. In addition to his unresolved eviction in Oakland, he was not able to secure immediate housing through the AIDS housing program in San Bernardino County due to a waiting period for each new applicant. These events resulted in Mr. Driscoll experiencing a high level of anger and frustration. While in both settings of therapy, men's support group or individual psychotherapy, Mr. Driscoll accepts the fact that he has an upfront, in-your-face style of confrontation. The men and I have come to realize that his style is primarily a reaction to his extreme level of frustration, and we have learned not to be put off by his style. In these affirming settings, he has learned to modify his style of confrontation, which should continue to improve. I have also been impressed with how Mr. Driscoll has sought out resources on how to understand and to cope more effectively while experiencing an almost complete lack of support from agencies and individuals. One such resource was the book Please Understand Me, Character and Temperament Types, Kiersey, Davis and Bates, Maryland. His mental health and HIV health status were both clinically affected by his housing crisis in Oakland and here in San Bernardino. He is currently responding well to the treatments and his prognosis is good. However, I believe that until there is an appropriate resolution, he wants an absolution of his housing conflicts, he will remain in a vulnerable state regarding his overall HIV and mental health status. Sincerely, Howard's, MD Howard W. Newsomfin, Psi-8868, e-mail, howard@fipinfo.org. Dash. Email address defunctioned. Filed by client personal information system. https://foothelatesproject.fuckeduphuman.net web myspace container location of the at grow up network dash Houston patapo p/reconciliation binding considered temporary affixed to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash mental health advocacy letter June 2007.jpg. Instead of dealing with letter appropriately upon my return in 2017, I am on a lifetime ban against having services from Footal AIDS Project due to the conflict I had with Jennifer Bremore, current mental health program director. She lied. Dr. Howard no longer works for FAP. Her replacement Jennifer Brem also no longer works for FAP. FAP is a monopoly on consumer choices on where to obtain services instead. This is where Lutheran social services must fill in the void created by FAP lifetime suspension ban no matter what county I determine the source residents being homeless. If only we all would follow the advice of the doctor here in this mental health advocacy letter. This mental health letter from 2007 is important to consider that the directives of the letter have never been followed through. The letter exists because of unresolved issues surrounding these social media tags. Match Media subjects hashtag gang stalking. Match Media subjects hashtag conspiracy exposed terminates ASAP. Match Media subjects hashtag untreatable. I identify as being a targeted individual of gang stalking since my first started sensing a maladjusted community culture taking root in 2005. Even though I would not hear about the term match media subjects hashtag gang stalking until late year 2019. The internet domain registration of http://fuckeduphuman.net web myspace container location of the at grow up network dash Houston patapo p/reconciliation binding considered temporary affixed to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus in June of 2005 is the time in my life that I first noticed maladjusted community effect that identify as being a targeted individual. That is 24 years ago and still have no community resources for resolve. Filed. https://foothelatesproject.fuckeduphuman.net web myspace container location of the at grow up network dash Houston patapo p/reconciliation binding considered temporary affixed to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash mental health advocacy letter June 2007.jpg. Dash. Ask Meta AI, what is gang stalking? Gang stalking, also known as group stalking or community-based harassment, is a term used to describe a pattern of behavior where a group of individuals coordinate to harass, intimidate, and surveil a targeted person. This can include dash unwanted surveillance, dash home break dash ins, dash vandalism, dash cyberstalking, dash psychological manipulation, dash social isolation. The motivations behind gang stalking can vary, but it's often linked to dash revenge, dash power dynamics, dash bullying, dash discrimination, dash corruption. Gang stalking can cause significant emotional distress and even put the victim's safety at risk. If you or someone you know is experiencing this, please seek support from law enforcement, a trusted authority figure, or a support group. Again asked, what is gang stalking? Gang stalking is a form of harassment where a group of people, often strangers, coordinate to surveil, intimidate, and harass an individual. This can include dash unwanted surveillance, dash home break dash ins, dash vandalism, dash cyberstalking, dash psychological manipulation, dash social isolation. Gang stalking can be perpetrated by various groups, including dash organized crime, dash corrupt law enforcement or government agencies, dash hate groups, dash online communities, dash neighborhood watch groups. The goals of gang stalking can vary, but common motivations include dash revenge, dash power dynamics, dash bullying, dash discrimination, dash control. If you're experiencing gang stalking, please seek help from dash law enforcement, dash support groups, dash mental health professionals, dash legal aid. Remember, you're not alone, and there is support available. Dash. The San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. https://www.reddit.com/for/stalking/comment/i9c8/sin_bernardino_police_police_department_allows_gang/. Open menu. Expand search. Create post. Open inbox. User avatar. Expand user menu. User avatar for you /capital permit 4724. Go to stalking. /stalking 3 year. Ago. Buddleses. San Bernardino Police. Department allows gang. Stalking. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. They have done nothing about me being stalked and harassed. With proof. 6 police reports and nothing. Just laughs from the front desk officers. Sad. Dash. National Institutes of Health research on the subject of gang stalking lasting more than 22 years without stoppage. https://www.nkb.nlm.nih.gov/ASHPMC/ASHARTICLESSLASHPMC717813/ NJ Environ Res Public Health 2020 APR 17-7-2506. Published online 2020 April 6. DOI 10.3390/ADRF 17072506. MSID PMC 717813 4 PMID 32268595. The phenomenology of group stalking, gang dash stalking, a content analysis of subjective experiences. Lorraine Sheridan, 1, * David V. James, Twin Jane and Roth, 1. 3. Results. 3.1. Length of stalking. None of the writers of the narratives described their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implies that they had been gang stalked for lengthy periods of time, for example, one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted, another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun in the last few months, and the longest as continuing for more than 22 years. Sincerely, James Driscoll. Can we speed things up? Thank you again. I identify as a targeted individual of a crime known as gang stalking. https://www.mylawquestions.com/what-is-gang-stalking.hmmatch subjects #google_vignette. Criminal fact checked. What is gang stalking? Margaret Lippman. By Margaret Lippman. Updated June 4th, 2024. Views, 83,513. On this page. Is gang stalking real? How to stop gang stalking? What to do about gang stalking? Gang stalking, a term that describes the orchestrated harassment and intimidation by a collective against an individual or a smaller group, is a disturbing phenomenon with real-world implications. According to the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health, stalking affects 6-7.5 million people in the US each year, with the subset potentially experiencing the group-based tactics characteristic of gang stalking. While comprehensive statistics on gang stalking specifically are elusive, its impact can be profound, leading to severe psychological distress. Laws vary by jurisdiction, with some states classifying gang stalking as a felony, reflecting its seriousness. Understanding what gang stalking is crucial for recognizing its signs and providing support to those affected. On Wednesday, September 18, 2024, 7:25 p.m. James Driscoll and Lieutenant, in the mindway at gmail.com and GT, wrote, "Thank you for a reply. I am beginning to wonder if I am invisible out here reaching out for help. No one responds to emails timely. According to my introduction, Lutheran Social Services is a hapua source to get on the waiting lists. I am a single man, and the San Bernardino office, not listed but mentioned in your reply, has not returned my calls for assistance on hapua placement. I am still seeking an agency that is responsive to my needs and requests. Mentioned here is Tree Evolution, which I have similar issues with being invisible. Thank you for your response. I will call the San Bernardino and Riverside County resources. Sincerely, James Driscoll. Can we speed things up? Thank you again." On Tuesday, September 17th, 2024, 12:13 p.m. Zoha Raza and Lieutenant, zoha.raza@lssc.org and GT, wrote, "Good afternoon. I hope this email finds you well. I apologize for the late response. We were dealing with some technical issues. Thank you for reaching out to Lutheran Social Services of Southern California. We have a couple of locations in South California that can help you. Depending on your area, the resources we have available: San Gabriel / Pasadena, 60 North Daisy Avenue, Pasadena, California, 91107. 626-564-0191. Svinfo@lssc.org. Long Beach / South Bay Center, 1611 Pine Avenue, Long Beach, California, 90813. 562-599-1321. lbsbinfo@lssc.org. San Fernando Valley, 16605 Devonshire St. Granada Hills, California, 91344. 747-239-6037. Orange Country, 515 Cabrillo Park Drive, Suite 102, Santa Ana, California, 714-534-6450. osinfo@lssc.org. Riverside Country, 6857 Indiana Avenue, Riverside, California, 909-336-3286. ellen.zeray@lssc.org. San Bernardino Country, 32770 Old Woman Springs Road, Suite C, Lucerne Valley, California, 92356. 909-878-3228. Counts@lssc.org. San Diego, 9655 Granite Ridge Drive, Match Media Subjects #200 San Diego, California, 92123. 6,194,254,061. Zinfo@lssc.org. Ventura Country, 468 Pensfield Place, Suite 100, Thousand Oaks, California. 805-497-2607. Vchinfo at lssc.org. These sites will provide options for emergency services, food, clothing, hygiene, and rental assistance. We also offer access to shower service, depending on the site. Please note that San Bernardino is the only site that offers services to men at this time. Please call the number above to confirm with the site leader on your eligibility in our programs and guidance on how we can help meet your needs. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Zoharaza, Operations Administrative Assistant, Lutheran Social Services of Southern California, 999 Town and Country Road, Suite .100, Orange, California, 92,868. Office, 714-244-4267. www.dotlssc.org. From James Driscoll and Lieutenant, in the Mind Way at gmail.com and GT. Sent Wednesday, July 10th, 2024, 5:09 p.m. to LSS Southern California and Lieutenant. Info at lssc.org and GT. Subject, homeless with HIV Housing Services. I am on the 211 website resources and they list Lutheran Social Services as the resource that I should qualify for. I live in San Bernardino and currently residing in a room and board facility. Will someone return my email or give me a call at 909-265-0111? I do not receive calls from unknown persons, so please leave a voicemail. I have a fixed income, need permanent housing placement assistance, especially for housing resources such as HAPUA. Thank you. Sincerely, James Martin Driscoll. Important notice, this e-mail is meant only for the use of the intended recipient. It may contain confidential information which is legally privileged or otherwise protected by law. If you received this e-mail in error or from someone who was not authorized to send it to you, then you are strictly prohibited from reviewing, using, disseminating, distributing or copying the e-mail. Please notify US immediately of the error by return e-mail and delete this message from your system. Thank you for your cooperation.